The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 171, The Fleets Come to Mayberry, part two. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the wonderful fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some great Mayberry items. They got CDs, DVDs, they got the Dillards. There's a Time CD, something you don't want to miss. weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 171, is Rebecca Spears. Hey, Rebecca, thanks for donating to the show, and we really appreciate that. I should say I do. And I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and it's great to have you with me. We're going to have a great time tonight. Now, last week, we talked about episode number, what was it? Three. The guitar player return, or the guitar player is what we talked about last week here on the podcast. And if you remember James Best, he played Jim Lindsay. And in that episode, an actor named Henry Slate played Bobby Fleet. Now, we move on with the character of Bobby Fleet in his second appearance on the series. And this one is called The Guitar Player Returns. Now, The Guitar Player Returns is, it was recorded or aired 7 months, 28 episodes after the first episode, back on episode three. This is episode number 31 of the first season of The Andy Griffith Show. So it's only 7 months later. So it's from October 17th, 1960 to May 16th, 1961. Now, remember, as I said, Bobby Fleet was played by Henry Slate. Now, that was, if you missed it, go back and listen to episode number 170 about the Fleets coming to Mayberry, part one. And it goes into all the information about him. Now, the fun thing is, in this episode, Bobby Fleet, second appearance, he's a different fella. Different actor plays him. That's right. No longer is it Henry Slate, but the character instead is played by Herb Ellis. Now, I mentioned in the last episode, last podcast episode, about Herb Ellis, and don't forget his name because we were going to talk about him later. Well, this is when we're talking about him later. There's been a lot of discussion about who played the guitar for the close-ups for Jim Lindsay, because we've already determined that James Best says he can't play a guitar. He has three guitars, but he can't play guitar, okay, is what he had told him. Well, James Best had stated during some of the reunion episodes that he thought it was Herb Ellis who had played the guitar for him. Now, Herb Ellis is not the same Herb Ellis actor. Let me say that better. There are two Herb Ellises. The actor Herb Ellis, who plays Bobby Fleet, is the one that's on this episode of The Andy Griffith Show, The Guitar Player Returns. That's Herb Ellis. The person that James Best was probably referring to is a jazz guitarist, Herb Ellis. Okay, so let's keep this straight. All right, so there are two Herb Ellises. There's two different people. There's an actor and a jazz guitarist. It confused me to death when I was first hearing about this, because they said Herb Ellis played the guitar for James Best. Well, it turns out it wasn't him, but that's who he thought it was. And Herb Ellis is not the actor Herb Ellis, but the jazz guitarist who played, who James Best thought had played the guitar. All right. So I just wanted to make that clear. So it's two different actors. There's the actor Herb Ellis, and a jazz guitarist, Herb Ellis. Now, Herb Ellis was not, however, it turns out, the person who played the guitar and the close-ups for Jim Lindsay. Instead, the guy's name is Barney Kessel. Barney Kessel is the fellow's name. Now, Paul Mulick, member of the Andy Griffith Show Reel and Watchers Club, asked Earl Hagen, who's the music director for the Andy Griffith Show, who was playing the guitar for Jim. And to the best of Earl Hagen's memory, it was Barney Kessel. Now, Barney Kessel is a jazz guitarist as well. He's from Oklahoma. He's considered to be one of the greatest jazz guitarists of the 20th century. All right. So anyway, I just wanted to try to let you guys know that he is the guy who's playing as Jim Lindsay on the show. Now, let me give you a little more information. Remember, there are two Bobby Fleets. You got Henry Slate and Herb Ellis. Well, it turns out that Herb Ellis, the jazz musician, being different, as I already told you, than the actor, Herb Ellis. Boy, this is confusing. I hope you guys can see the video on the podcast this time, because you may need to keep straight. The actor, Herb Ellis, is different than the jazz guitarist. The jazz guitarist name is actually Mitchell Herbert Ellis, and he was born August 4th, 1921, and he passed away in 2010. All right. Now, Herb Ellis, the actor, which is what I'm showing on the video podcast right now, the jazz guitarist is this one, if you're seeing the pictures. And I'll post these pictures online as well, so you'll be able to get to them. And the actor is Herb Ellis. His name, birth name, was Herbert Siegel. Okay, and he was born, get this, on January 17th, 1921, 91 years ago, the day this podcast will be released on the internet. What a surprise. Man, it almost looks like I planned this, doesn't it? Now, Herb Ellis, he also played, he was very well known for playing things with Jack Webb. Now, Jack Webb is Officer Joe Friday on Dragnet. Hopefully you guys know that. Well, Herb Ellis, the actor, played Officer Frank Smith on the TV version of Dragnet. And he also appeared on the radio show version of Dragnet quite often. So you can hear him. If you ever listen to those old radio shows, you'll be able to hear him. All right. Whew. That's a lot of information. I've got a lot to still cover. So let's head on into talking about the guitar player returns. Now, we've talked about Jim Lindsay, and I hope all y'all remember who he is, you know, because Miss Ellie, she didn't seem to remember who he was.
Who's Jim Lindsay? Oh, now I've heard everything. Don't you listen to records, for heaven's sakes?
Of course.
Maybe you've heard of Bobby Fleet and his band with a beat.
Yeah.
Well, Jim Lindsay's only the main attraction with the band. He plays guitar.
So, Miss Ellie, she didn't even remember who Jim Lindsay was. Now, of course, we all know Jim Lindsay is actually James Best. Well, Barney was, really upset about that. Now, this will remind you of the last episode, because Andy and Barney are talking about this, so let's hear the clip.
Yeah, I used to have to arrest him for playing guitar on the street. You remember Barney?
Yeah.
Then we'd go inside of the jail and we'd pick and sing together.
He's rich and famous now.
So that's going back to episode 3. Remember, the guitar player. So James Best was was Jim Lindsay on the Andy Griffith Show. Now, it turns out, you know, James is heading back to town now. I will remind you, we need to hear this, because Barney's trying to help Miss Ellie remember who Jim Lindsay is.
Yeah, I just can't believe you never heard of Jim Lindsay. You'd think you'd at least have heard of his big hit record, Rock and Roll Rosie from Raleigh.
Rock and Roll Rosie from Raleigh. So there's your trivia question. If anybody ever asks you, what was Jim Lindsay's big hit? Rock and Roll Rosie from Raleigh. So I'm sure most of you guys knew that. But remember, what we're really talking about here are the Fleets, right? So we hadn't even got to that yet, because part of the reason I think that you have a different actor playing Bobby Fleet is because the role was much reduced and the other actor probably wasn't available or something like that. But they didn't even bother. So let's go on into the courthouse, where Jim Lindsay has just returned from his touring with Bobby Fleet, and let's hear a little bit of music from him as we go into this.
Jim Lindsay. Hey, Barney, it's Jim.
Jim Lindsay.
Wow. Now that was Barney Kessel playing the guitar, and it was him doing the hands as well there for the episode. So I just remember that Barney Kessel, not Herb Ellis, was playing the guitar for Jim Lindsay. So isn't that great? Wow. I love that. And Andy and Barney are sitting there loving the guitar playing that's going on. So then we head on over to Andy's house. Now, if you remember though, before Barney got all upset because Jim had already come to town, and you know, what was really supposed to have happened there was Barney was going to escort Jim in the squad car, do a parade and drive him over to the hotel. Well, so if you remember what actually happened on the episode, Barney gets them to get back in their car. They have a little parade from the courthouse all the way over to the hotel, which is what, you know, 50, you know, 600 feet or something like that. So they head on over there, and Jim is, you know, everybody's glad he's in town. So then he heads on over to the Taylor's house to have dinner because he wants to eat dinner over at the Taylor's. He's been invited. So Andy, while he's there, they play together, and Andy actually sings. So let's hear that.
That midnight special, can you have a loving light on me? Yonder gum is a rose that I'm the world do I know. Well, I know by April and the dress she wore, umbrella on the shoulder, a piece of paper in her hand. Well, she gonna see the governor just to lease her man. Let midnight special shine your light on me. Let midnight special shine your ever-loving light on me. Well, if you ever come to Mayberry, hey, you better walk right. You better not squabble, and you better not fight. Deputy Fife will arrest you, and he'll sure take you down. Or you can bet your bottom dollar that you're jailhouse bound. Let midnight special shine your light on me. Let midnight special shine your ever-loving light on, ever-loving light on, ever-loving light on me.
I don't know if you remember the look on Barney's face when Andy says, Deputy Five will arrest you. Barney's got this smile and grin on his face. That's a special thing. I wonder if he just threw that in when they were actually recording it or not. You know, there's no way to know. Now, this is interesting because Barney and Jim are talking here in a few minutes. And they start talking about Jim's suit and how great it looks. And I've always loved this line here with Barney. So let's first Jim says, they say something about his suit, and they say, and Jim says, you know what they call this? So let's hear this line.
Do you know what the guys in the band call this? A set of threads.
Yeah, they do.
Did you hear that? Fellas in the band call it a set of threads. It's a suit.
It's a suit. So you don't need to go out and get yourself a new set of threads if you don't already have them, folks. So, and you'll remember then, you know, the bad part is, you know, Jim, he's out of money because he's proud, you know, and he's left Bobby Flea. Of course, we don't know that at this point. We just know a man shows up in town, there at Andy's house to, basically repossess Jim's nice new car that he got. Now, the car, which I should have mentioned earlier, because it's a little bit of trivia for you guys, is a Roadster, and it's a Mercedes-Benz 190 SL. It's an entry-level Mercedes-Benz convertible, and it's very popular in the late 50s and 60s. But Jim, his car gets possessed because he's not making his payment. He's at least three payments behind. So the guy comes to town and asks him, you know, hey, I need the keys. You're going to have to give it to me. Well, right after that, he goes back into the house. And I'm playing you the music because it's just fun to hear. He goes back in to the house and plays this music, which is just a sad guitar. It's a blues song, I believe. So let's hear that. Wow. So there's a lot of guitar playing, obviously, in this. Well, it's called the Guitar Player Returns. So there would be, right? So I've been enjoying getting to hear the music. Now, Andy goes through the whole episode, and you guys know the show. So he goes through, and finally, we're about to get to meet Bobby Fleet, because Andy's figured out that Jim's not paying any of his bills. His bills are not getting paid. Miss Ellie's complained about it. Floyd has complained about it. You know, over at the barber shop, there's just been Jason over at the hotel has complained about it. So basically, Andy says, you know, he's going to go and call Bobby Fleet to find out what's happened. So let's hear what Bobby says here, I believe.
Appreciate you coming down here, Mr. Fleet. It's a long ways.
Not if you get a good guitarist out of it. Tell me, what makes you think Lindsay wants back with my band?
Oh, just a notion. What happened between you all anyhow? We heard he was doing fine with you.
He was. He was doing just great till his head blew up. You want to hear the payoff?
Yeah.
He wanted me to take him in as a partner, change the name of the band to Fleet and Lindsay. Now, how about that?
What'd you do?
What could I do? Got ourselves into a slight little hassle, and I called him a no-talent bum. I know I shouldn't have said that, but honestly, he just kept bugging me.
And that's why he went out on his own.
You know what kind of a cocky kid he is. He said he was going to go out and make it as a single. Naturally, he bombed out. Alone, he's from Nowheresville. That's probably why he came back here. This is the only town left that'd give him a free meal. You know something? He don't have to stay broke. He could start making it again.
You take him back?
Well, sure I take him back. The crazy character would forget his pride long enough to say yes and stop trying to crowd me.
You just stay right here, and I'll see if I can't fetch you one guitar player.
So you'll remember on the first episode, the guitar player, Andy, he had to basically arrest Bobby Fleet so that he would listen to Jim Lindsay play. Well, on this episode, it's kind of reversed. Bobby Fleet came to town, and Andy ends up having to go over to the hotel because, Jim is going to leave because he's not, he hasn't paid his bills. He's going to leave and head on out. Well, Andy ends up having to arrest him and take him back to the courthouse. Well, when he gets back to the courthouse, he ends up having to throw him in jail for, trying to leave. He wasn't leaving without paying his bills. He left his watch, but Andy arrested him for not leaving soon enough. So here's Barney and Bobby Fleet. Remember Bobby Fleet, played by Herb Ellis in this episode. Here they are back in the courthouse as Andy comes in and locks up Jim.
Andy, what are you doing?
What's it look like? He's a vagrant, got a lot of unpaid bills. I'm locking him up.
Okay, Sheriff, I'll square it. How much does he owe?
Don't bother. I'm not taking any handouts from you.
Who says this is a handout?
It's coming out of your first week's check. Well, who says I'm working for you?
Oh, come on. How much does he owe you?
You called me a no-talent bum.
I apologize, okay? Now, how much does he owe you?
Well, I'd say $75 would cover it nice.
Okay, there you are. Now, you see, you got to work for me. You're into me for too much loot. In fact, I figure you missed about 30 hours of rehearsal, so I may have to fine you another $50.
$50?
But I may have to give you a raise so you can afford to pay me back all the loot you owe me.
A raise? Are you kidding, Bobby? Well, don't just stand there like a ninny. Come on out and shake on it before he changes his mind. Thank you. Andy, I've been a real
Jim,
fool.
You better get to work. You got a set of threads and a little red car and three guitars to feed.
Yeah.
Act like you got some smart now.
That is one of my favorite lines ever when Andy says that.
Act like you got some smart now.
Act like you got some smarts. It's kind of like Andy also has a line that I don't have a clip for where he also says, go out there and act like somebody. Act like somebody. I use that line a lot. And I don't use this, the smart one.
Act like you got some smart now.
But I certainly think it sometimes. So, all right, so let's listen to some music. This is closing out the episode. with Bobby Fleet. He's on here. Now, Bobby is playing I think it's a newspaper. He's got it rolled up, and he's using it like a drum beat. Boom, 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 boom. But this is Jim and Bobby at the courthouse. A little bit more music for you. So he's keeping the rhythm. And, of course, I don't know if you remember this, but this is in the little tagline. Barney offers to join up with them and everything. So Jim and Andy lock Barney up. And then there's this last little bit of Bobby Fleet and Jim Lindsay in the courthouse. So that's it. Another great episode of the Andy Griffith Show. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed hearing about that. Now, I'm sure I confused you. There's Herb Ellis, the actor who is on this episode is Bobby Fleet. There's Herb Ellis, the jazz guitarist who is not on this episode. Then there's Barney Kessel, who played the guitar for Jim Lindsay. So we got all that cleared up now. I think I said it wrong last week, and Gaither Harwood reminded me that this information is even in the Mayberry Facts on the imayberry.com and thsrwc.com websites. Information about who played the guitar was there. I didn't look it up, and so I want to thank Gaither for reminding me and clearing that up for me and making me get it right. So I appreciate that. And I want to thank all of you folks who have written and called and just everything else that you've done. Got one little bitty note here to read to you. This is from Robbie Curley. He had written in, and I'm not going to try to give you the website address because it's long, so I'll have this in the show notes. But he said he had seen about the Tooth Chairs No Waiting podcast last week about the Fleets and thought it might enjoy a short video clip of Henry Slate from 1975 in Starsky and Hutch. So you'll find that. There'll be a link there. He's at 34 minutes and 10 second mark is where his scenes occur. So Henry Slate, that was the Bobby Fleet number one from episode number 3 of the Andy Griffith Show, the guitar player. So that was Henry Slate. And I want to thank Robbie for writing in with that. It's at tv.com. It's on Starsky and Hutch. The episode of the Starsky and Hutch is called Losing Streak. So you could go and look that up, but it's at the 34:10 mark. So you'll be able to see that if you go there. And I'll have a link on our show notes at twochairsnowaiting.com. So you'll be able to check that out and enjoy it. So, folks, hey, I want to thank you for joining me again for Two Chairs No Waiting. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to visit with me here. And I just can't say enough about how much appreciative I am. I want to invite you to drop by a new community I've created at imayberrycommunity.com. imayberrycommunity.com. Link will be on the show notes. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is floyd@imayberry.com. You can call me, though. That's how I want to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you at 888-684-8415. You can rewind that if you missed it. And you can also drop by Two Chairs No Waiting, leave me a note, or drop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/twochairs. Any of those ways you can get in touch with me. Folks, I hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to get some more feedback from you guys about what you enjoy and what you don't. Till next week, guys, when we're going to do part 3 of the Fleets Come to Mayberry. See you later.